Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we celebrate All Saints Day. Let us be filled with your Spirit and let us seek to live the gospel as you call us to do. And let us follow the model of the saints who followed your model. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is All Saints Day, and it is November 1st. And so this is the day we recognize all the saints of the church. Now, we obviously remember the canonized saints. Those are ones that the church has declared are saints. But we also remember those who we feel in our own lives were saints to us, who we feel were people who are great models of spirituality to us. And so they wouldn't be canonized saints because they wouldn't be as well known as others. But we recognize this powerful day. And then tomorrow is All Souls Day. We'll be obviously talking about tomorrow then. But tomorrow is All Souls Day. That's the church's funeral. All Souls Day is the church's funeral. So that is the day we recognize that the church... We basically celebrate a funeral for all people who have gone before us. That's what All Saints, All Souls Day is. That's tomorrow. But today we're looking at All Saints Day, and our readings actually change for today because it is a holy day of obligation. It is a solemnity as well. And it which means, by the way, you'll do the Gloria and the Creed today. And we're going to look at the first reading comes to us from the book of Revelation, also known as the Apocalypse. It was always called the Apocalypse. If you go to some of the Douay Rheims version, or maybe you have that Bible that was given to your great-grandparents, who gave it to your grandparents, who gave it to your parents, who have it in their house someplace, that old Bible, you'll see that it's called the Apocalypse. That was the original name of the book, and hence the word we have such terms as the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That's where it comes from. We now call it the Book of Revelation. I remember growing up as a kid, I used to listen to Christian radio back then. I used to listen. There's this, maybe some of the Christians who are listening right now may remember this. There was this Christian children's drama. I was young at the time, so obviously I was a child, so I'd listen to Christian children's drama. And Christian children's drama from an Aunt Bertha. Aunt Bertha. Was it Aunt? Aunt Bertha. I loved that show. It was actually, we'd hear it in the morning, and it was just a great show. And they would talk about the Book of Revelation, and I never heard of that. And until, obviously, as new versions of the Bible came out, we changed the term to Revelation. So that's where it comes from. In any case, we have in our book, in our readings today, a great scene that really needs to be understood or seen. And that is the people who are worshiping God because they are saved. And obviously, that would refer to all the people that we would recognize today as the saints. And it's interesting, it's important to notice this, that the people who we recognized as being saved are such a great multitude that no one could count it. It was innumerable. It's important to know that because there are some who believe that the number of people who are going to heaven is 144,000. That's not what we believe. Because that number is the verse before that. No, we believe that a great multitude. So when you hear that a great multitude is in heaven, you can look to the saints and know that the saints are a great multitude, but you can also realize those people who are telling you, who are giving you, who are encouraging you into the sin of despair, by the way, which is a sin in itself, people encouraging you into the sin of despair, saying that you have virtually no chance of getting into heaven, you know, they will be held accountable for that. Whereas we are called if we look at the scene here, you see that people are worshiping and celebrating the Lord because they recognize that in him they have salvation. And they have gone through great distress in seeking to live the gospel. So you remember, we're called to be witnesses. And I really love to go back to that image I like to use of the 16th century and then translate it to our own time. We're called to be witnesses, the people of our time who reject everything to do with God and just live by human wisdom are like the people in the 16th century trying to tell you that leeching is a good idea. Okay? And you're not going to convince them otherwise, because they're going by something they understand on their own, but they're not going by a deeper wisdom, obviously, which we would translate to them as biological knowledge. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
We're back, and don't forget our website, stanthonyalston.org for the parish, and CatholicAudioMedia.com for the podcast. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful message where we recognize the people who are celebrating that they are saved. And this is something that we saw in the very first day of the week, this week on Monday, where St. Paul called us to not be focused on the flesh, but be focused on the things above. And these are the people who did that, who recognized there is something beyond this world and that they seek to live based on that. They seek to do the will of Christ. Now, it's important that we understand the difference. Because there are people, I will tell you right now, there are people in the Catholic Church that are teaching you that you have virtually no chance of going to heaven, who I personally don't have much hope for to go to heaven. Now, that might sound kind of contradictory because they are encouraging you towards despair. Besides the fact, they tend to be the meanest people on the internet, which is also fascinating. But if you look at that, you say, and why? Because they don't understand God's grace working in people's lives. And you see that a lot in some of the, especially the Catholic circles on the internet, people just ready to mock people's struggles trying to live their faith, trying to understand their faith, trying to come to the faith. And they basically almost mock people's struggles. It's a real horrendous thing. Whereas at the same time, what you see is this reality that the Lord's grace is working in people's lives to those who accept it. And so the Lord looks to them and he says, in his grace, the Lord is looking in his grace and sending his grace to people, and those who are open to it are transformed. Well, who can be open to his grace? Well, what does the church say are the people who are not saved? Very simple. The people who are obstinately against God's grace. That simple. The people who are obstinate in their rejection of God's grace. Obstinate means, actually, the word is obstinate, but we have a habit of saying obstinate. Obstinate. In their rejection of God's grace. What does that mean? I refuse, and right to my dying breath. That's obstinate. Well, if you really think the people, and I've met them, by the way, if you really think of the people who are obstinate to their dying breath, that they refuse God's grace, and compare that number to the people who others say are the very enormous number of those who will be lost, those numbers don't work. Very few people are to that level. what we're called to do is be people who are not only open to that grace, but allow ourselves to be transformed by the grace. So don't look at the minimum standard, but seek the things above, as we saw in the first reading this week, and seek the things and be people of prayer and seek to grow in the faith and allow the Lord to transform you. All these things are a part. And by the way, if you're going through your spiritual life and you find yourself falling back, then that, don't go into a panic. Recognize that as an opportunity to see, well, what do you need work on so that you don't fall back? What is it that you haven't addressed before? Because that falling back may be not really that you're falling back, but what's happening is the Lord is showing you more and more of different parts of your life that you need to bring to Him. So that's important too. But be careful, those people will tell you that there's virtually no one in heaven or that you have a very small chance of getting to heaven. Be careful of them, because personally, those are the people I don't have much hope for, to tell you the truth. It's the people who are open to the Lord, even in the tiniest bit, who will grow and come to know the salvation of the Lord. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.